Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Now, I'm delighted to welcome Shobzy to Studio 8 to sing a few songs. We're going to hear one of your own and a gorgeous Burt Bacharach song too. I know you've got lots of news for me, so we'll chat in a moment. But first, this is The Way We Are.
You start lying cause you cannot take the shame. I start dying as the love flows from my veins. You know that you can reach the light when you cancel out your enemies. I want you to say something to me, to want you to look right through me. I want you to say something about the way we are.
Come back over. That's really beautiful, Shobzy. Listen, that's one of your own songs. Tell me about your songwriting techniques. I mean, do new ideas come to you easily, or are you one of those people who has to lock himself into a room to get your work done?
Yeah, I actually don't really, I don't enjoy being like, okay, now I'm going to write a song. That's kind of not what how I like to do it. So you, because of obviously people having their phones on their bodies nowadays, an idea comes and I sing it into my phone. And actually I had a pretty awkward situation there where I was in the gym, in the changing room, and I had an idea came. I was like, oh, that is a great idea, you know. That's going to be a single, you know what I mean? But yeah. I had to catch it and I was like, well, I just keep singing it in my head until I leave the gym. But I was like, no, I have to get it. I have to get it. So I put my head inside the locker and I went, I was like, oh, la, 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 like this. And everyone around me was like, what the hell is wrong with that guy? You know, so sometimes you have to take the chance of being seen as, you know, certified insane.
That's great. Now, you've an amazing vocal range and you've covered all sorts of artists. I remember seeing you do that amazing version of Small Town Boy in the Late Late. How do you decide what songs to cover?
Really, it's just down to if they hit my heart, you know what I mean? Because I think what I like about it, as a singer, I'm like, you know, if a song hits your soul, you actually have a much better chance of being able to actually hit notes, even if they feel like, okay, they're out of reach. Mm-hmm. But if you're reaching for them yourself, you have a better chance of actually getting there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas if you're like, oh, I don't know if I feel this, when you go for that note, you know, you have to be fully behind it, you know, and I think that, so basically if I love a song deeply, I know that even if it is out of my range or it's difficult, I could get there somehow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, which is great. Where did it all begin for you? I know you went to BIM, but is there music in your family? I mean, when did you start getting interested in music?
So like there's no actual like musicians, like no one plays an instrument really from what I know of in my family, but my father is massively interested in music and like my mother, but like my father in particular, it was part of our relationship really growing up that he'd be like showing me something. I think he got a kick then out of hearing me being able to sing a little bit of what he was showing and songs that he loved when he was young or whatever. And so that was a big part of our relationship growing up. And then also my granddad is an incredible vocalist, you know, and never pursued it, but he could have been a great singer if he pursued that. Do you know what I mean?
And on that, of course, it went viral during lockdown because Miles O'Reilly,
great
musical guru, he did a video of your grandparents, didn't he?
He did. So he did a beautiful video. They were actually part of a video for Crowded House as well. They used it as a video, which is just for me also absolutely bizarre because I love Crowded House. So that was amazing. And he captured a video of them dancing together in their window over lockdown. And yeah, like they are kind of superstars, the two of them.
Yeah.
You know? But they're very, what I love about them is, and it's very different to me, they're happy to just kind of do it in their own lives. And I'm like, hey, you know, that's, you know, and I just kind of appreciate that they are the way they are, and they're just, but they want to be on their own doing their own thing, and I think that's really special, you know.
But they're probably all really proud of you, are they?
I think so.
Yeah. I always think there's a real 80s vibe to your music. I mean, did you and do you love the 80s, and what is it about the 80s you love?
Yeah, I suppose I fell in love massively with Live Aid as a concert film, you know. So I watched all whatever it is, 10 hours of it when like regularly, religiously as a child, like, you know, I used to have friends come over to the house and everyone's like, let's go play football. And I'd be like, yeah, but you just want to see some of this video Live Aid. And they're like, not really, actually. But I used to actually make them watch. I'd be like, oh, look at the way Freddie Mercury comes out here and does this. And like, it was sweet, but like, it was also pretty silly to do that. I don't know. It's just something about that period of time, because I think the songs were so well, they were very well crafted.
Yeah.
But also there was a, it was all very dramatic, you know. It was dramatic hair, dramatic clothes, and that just made sense to me.
Now, you've a big gig coming up in November, and I know you've also got some great new publishing news. Tell me about those.
So, actually, as of tomorrow, I'm allowed to say a certain amount, but I've signed an international publishing deal, and the information on that is coming out actually tomorrow. The Hot Press are covering that and stuff. So, I've been working towards that for, you know, my whole life. So, it's based in Los Angeles and London, and it's going to just be interesting now, you know, see what happens, and hopefully we can take the whole thing to the next level.
That could change your whole life.
I hope so. I'm going to try, but I'm going to just keep doing my own thing and see what happens. But I've always kind of said that just I'm on my own. Listen, we're all on a journey, but I really, really have such a relationship with music. Like it's a person, you know, like, so like when I sing a song, you know, like when I did The Way We Are, when I do what I'll be doing later on, Burt Bacharach, the 3 or 4 minutes, I'm home in that, you know, in a way that is literally like being with a friend, you know.
Yeah,
so that's my goal. I'm going to stay thinking that way and feeling that way and just see what happens with life, you know.
Yeah, you always look like you're lost in the music, but in a beautiful way. And listen, I think I know that you used to go to Lourdes a lot, didn't you, when you were a younger guy? And tell me about that.
So, like I've gone like 6 or 7 times to Lourdes. It started as a thing through school, you know, where five people went, you know, for each year. And I went for it and I just fell in love with the whole thing. And seeing people at that stage of life and seeing a whole load of young people, a whole load of young helpers interacting with people who are maybe are coming to the end of their lives. It's extraordinary. Like, you'd never see it, you know. But both sides don't get to experience that, and they're there with each other for a week.
Yeah.
And it is remarkable, you know, for even just that reason, let alone anything religious. Even though I have a personal faith, but it's just that magic that happens when a person at the end of life is able to tell their story, you know, and that happens so many times. People just want to be able to speak, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time they don't get to, you know, and I've experienced that and it's been so beautiful. And I'm sorry, I haven't been able to get back in a couple of years, and I hope I will.
And when you say you still have a personal faith, I mean, do you go to mass, that kind of thing, or is it a more private faith?
I would go to mass, you know, and yeah, I have a complicated relationship with the church, because I, you know, for obvious reasons, and then also being a gay person, I feel like they're dropping the ball there, you know, big time and continuously. So it doesn't align with me, with what the message is for me, how I read the message. So it actually doesn't make sense. So I feel like I have to kind of take off my own thing, you know, and that people would call that maybe a la carte stuff. I don't care about that. I do my own thing. I have my own feeling. But I really believe it, you know, really, because like, it's the truth to me. You know what I mean? That there is something, there's a relationship between yourself and God, what I call God, or what the universe, whatever you want to call it. I think that's a real relationship.
Yeah. You know? No, I agree with you. Now, listen, the name Shobsy, is it a nickname based on your real name, Shane O'Brien? Where did it come from?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So, you know, in school, it was a name that was just given to me. And then I haven't been called Shane for, you know, since I was 10. So then as I was coming to the point of like becoming a musician after school and kind of going, okay, I want to do this, I just said, I'm going to take that name, you know, because I've always loved musicians and artists that go by one name, like Prince, Madonna, Bono, Sting. And I was like, well, I actually already naturally have one, so I'm going to use that, you know.
Now, you've done some great collaborations with the RT Concert Orchestra, and you have a new exciting one coming up, don't you?
Yeah, no, I just got the news there that we actually did a show with members of David Bowie's band a couple of months ago in Bord Gáis, and we're going to go again in the Three Arena, and that date will be announced at some point over the next kind of couple of months. But it's, it's amazing. So like, there's actually one or two more members that weren't able to come to the last one. So it's literally the full band that David Bowie played with for the last 25 years or so of his career.
Wow.
And so, yeah, like, that's going to be amazing. In the Three Arena as well. So I haven't played the Three Arena yet. And that feels like a pretty good way to do it, actually. Do you know what I mean?
No better way.
I can't wait to do that.
Well, look, I'm going to give the details about your gig again in a moment. But tell me about the second song you're going to sing for us today and why you chose it.
Yeah, so this is one of those songs, like what we were talking about earlier on. It was like this song hits my soul. And I actually heard it again recently for the first time in a long time, because I loved Burt Bacharach growing up, you know. And I heard this again recently for the first time, and it made me think of everything that's going on in the world. And this song, it's so simple as a meaning, but it is the answer, and it always has been the answer, you know, that like love is the answer. What the world needs now is love, and we need it now more than ever. And that's why I want to sing it.
Beautiful song. Look, you go back over to the piano, and like yourself, I was lucky enough to interview Burt Bacharach before he died.
Wow.
Yep. And he was a beautiful man, lovely, so humble,
cool.
A lovely guy, like yourself, Shobzy. And listen, I want our listeners to know that you're playing the Academy in Dublin on Friday, the 15th of November, and tickets are available on Ticketmaster. And of course, you're on Instagram, which is a very nice platform, at
yes.
Shobzy Music. This is the Burt Bacharach song, What the World Needs Now.
Lord, we don't need another mountain. Mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet.
Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.